Joined now by our dear friend, Kelly Padracki of the Northfield Union of Youth. Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Great. It's great to see you.
Thanks.
And we are here to chat with Kelly about all things Northfield Union of Youth / The Key. And before we kick it off, I would love to hear all about your experiences with the protests this past weekend, the hands-off protests, because you were bringing some kids up to St. Paul, correct?
Yeah, we brought some kids from The Key to the rally in St. Paul at the Capitol. It was amazing to see these young people have their voices be heard. The signs that they made were so fun. People at the rally were taking pictures of the kids' signs because they were super creative, super fun. And it was really powerful. It was the first time for a couple of those kids to experience a rally, experience a protest. Mm-hmm. And they just said how powerful it was to be a part of something like that. Yeah. They left feeling empowered and feeling some hope, which right now can be challenging to feel.
Yeah.
And so they just to be surrounded by that many people who have a similar mindset, who are fighting the good fight and causing good trouble. And so, it was really awesome to have kids there showing up and having their voices heard and being a part of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think it's such a great way for, again, I always hate saying this phrase because it makes me feel so old, but the young people to feel like they have a greater connection to our government and to democracy as a whole. Because when you are just living your day-to-day life, sometimes it can feel very disenfranchising.
Right.
And like you brought up, Kelly, the number of people that were there, I think especially when you're a kid, you can feel pretty isolated and you know, the things you're worried about, start thinking no one else cares about this stuff.
Right.
And to show up for something with 25,000 like-minded people.
That's right.
That's pretty cool. And that's empowering as heck. I mean, that's rocket fuel.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So empowering and exciting. And I think, like you said, it's easy to become apathetic or, to lose hope or to feel isolated. Mm-hmm. And so, just to give those kids the opportunity to feel that was amazing.
Yeah. And hopefully it continues to inspire them to want to get involved and realize that, hey, what you do matters. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So transitioning now to our next topic, you are here to talk to us about nonprofits and their interconnectivity.
Yeah, definitely. I think about the quote, when we all do better, let's try this one more time. Here we go. We all do better when we all do better.
It's one of
my
favorites.
Paul Wellstone.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think about that quote with the nonprofits in Northfield and how collaborative we are and how interconnected we all are. And when one nonprofit does well, the rest of us do well. And the way that we partner together, supporting one nonprofit inevitably supports the other nonprofits in town. So just wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, because we all know that right now, especially with all of the cuts coming from the federal administration, that is impacting nonprofits in a big way.
Correct.
So how does the Northfield Union of Youth and The Key connect with other nonprofits here in Northfield, and how do you support each other?
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of the federal cuts, one of the nonprofits, and I won't speak for other nonprofits in town, but a local nonprofit that does support The Key just lost funding, federal funding, this past week and actually became retroactive. And so we lost, in turn, our substance use support meeting that happens every Monday at The Key. And so that's part of that interconnectedness. So when one nonprofit loses funding, if they're supporting another nonprofit's programming, we then lose programming as well. So the way that we're interconnected really through the different nonprofits, our young people, primarily at Wallflower House, but also at The Key, if they need food access through the food shelf at the Community Action Center, our staff drives young people over there every other week to go to the food shelf and to get food so that they can eat, right? And so our young people at the Wallflower House go over to the Community Action Center for Mentor Navigator to make sure that they have health benefits, to get SNAP benefits, right? Those are things that we don't do at The Key that another nonprofit in town takes care of that we depend on. So funding other organizations in turn support us as well. Healthy Community Initiative, they do all of our data. So that's how we know how many youth we're serving, what programs they're using. We study that data to improve our programs and to make sure that we're reaching youth. They also do a survey. The young people get surveyed every year to talk about the programs at the Key and how they're being supported. Happy to hear in 2024, youth who did the YPQA said 100% of them felt there was an adult at the Key that cared about them and that they could go to if there was a problem. It was someone that they could trust. And so to have that data, right, is so critical so that we know what we're doing and how to do it well. And so without funding HCI, right, we don't have that data. HCI writes us into a lot of their grants so that we can be funded at the Key. We have Health Finders that does a lot of our substance use support. Mm-hmm. We refer a lot of our young people there if they need a licensed alcohol and drug counselor. We've referred young people there for the MOST program that Toby heads up. And so if Health Finders isn't funded, our programming is affected.
And Health Finders in and of itself is such an amazing, amazing organization. Correct. Charlie Mandilli was just on Tuesday with La Miranita, which is one of our Spanish language. I didn't know that Charlie could speak Spanish, and he it was amazing just to listen to him. Charlie is a phenomenal guy, runs a great organization with a million cool people.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, they help you guys out, which is, so I just, power to Health Finders.
For sure. I mean, we are so fortunate in Northfield to have such incredible nonprofits and with leaders that are leading these organizations. Yeah. I'm forever and always so impressed, I mean, with Northfield in general, right? But the nonprofits and what they do in this community and the leaders that are leading them, it's phenomenal. We're so fortunate to have this many in this town, this size, right?
Yeah.
And Northfield Union of Youth is dependent on those. We're a smaller nonprofit in comparison to Health Finders, CAC, HCI. And so without those larger organizations providing those services and supporting us with funding, we couldn't do what we do.
Right.
Yeah. That's such a great message. And thank you for explaining that to all of us. Because honestly, that's something that I think we don't stop and think about how interdependent nonprofits can be. But also by donating to one, you can actually help the other.
100%.
And it also illustrates how the network of nonprofits really affects this community.
That's right.
Really affects this community. And none of those nonprofits are to be taken for granted.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you have an event coming up here
We do. So every year we put on an art exhibit. Last year it was actually held at the Art Guild. So another incredible nonprofit doing amazing things that partners with the Key, right? But this year the art exhibit is going to be held at the Key. It's called Our Trust. So a little play on art and trust, building trust through art. This exhibit every year is funded by CMAC, Southeast Minnesota Arts Council. And so this year it's going to be on April 26th. It's going to be at the Key from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's a stop-in. It's not from 11 to 2, but anytime between those hours, stop in and see the work. These kids are doing incredible, incredible things at the Key. And it'll just be a chance for them to show off what they've done this past year, the art that they've created. So really cool.
Yeah. I'm curious, this theme that you have, art through building trust through art.
Yeah.
Can you just expand a little more on that?
Sure. Art is a creative expression, right? It's an opportunity for these young people to express themselves and a lot of time to work through some of the things that they're working through. And we have Trinity, our art coordinator at the Key, who is, degreed in art, a phenomenal youth advocate that has a trusted relationship with these kids. And so through art programming every week, we have art programming on Wednesdays and on Saturdays. That trust is being built between them. And while art projects are happening, conversations are occurring organically. And so you're really building trust with these young people trust to express themselves, which can be scary sometimes to express yourself through art. That's a vulnerable experience. So building trust that way, but also building that relationship to have those conversations so that these young people have someone to talk to and someone to go to if they need resources. And so art is just a way to build that trust. And we're grateful for funding from CMAC so that that can happen.
I love that. That is so cool. I never would have thought of that theme, but to think about just how by doing one thing, it's actually helping you probably to heal.
Yes.
I would say, you know, and just
absolutely
to be able to get those thoughts and ideas out there and be able to share with someone else who can express empathy is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah. Huge.
Wow. Huge. Very cool. And is this art show, is this something that people have to pay for any tickets to? Just come and see it.
Yep. Just come and support. Come out, see the kids, show up, be another adult that says we care about what you're doing. And we'll have some small little snacks and beverages.
And beverages always help.
Right? Exactly.
Now I'm in.
Let's go.
I was already in, but now I'm really in.
Perfect.
Tell me again, what's the date of that?
So it is this month on the 26th from 11 to 2.
26th. Is that a Saturday?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. Saturday morning. Yep.
All right.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Any other announcements or things you want to highlight?
Yeah. You know, the fact that we lost the substance use support meeting on Mondays, I had posted on social media about it. I'm in conversations with people in the recovery community. Mm-hmm. And so if this resonates with anyone that is listening right now and you want to have a conversation about how we can bring a support group back to the Key, please reach out to me. You can give me a call, shoot me a text, stop by the Key, and let's have a conversation. Let's get some substance use support at the Key for these kids.
And, sounds good.
You know, just out of on general purposes, if someone wants to make a donation to the Northfield Union of Youth, what's the best way to do that?
Thank you so much. So you can go to our website, unionofyouth.org, and click Donate Now. You can mail a check, P.O. Box 481 here in Northfield, 55057, or you can stop by the Key anytime and drop it off. Awesome. And we're so grateful for every single donation. It can be $5, y'all. Every penny counts.
And if you have any clothing, food. Yeah. Do you accept toiletry items?
We do. Okay. Yeah. Oh, right now we're really low on deodorant.
Okay.
And I know this is silly, but we're low on floss. So dental floss. Okay. But yes. Sure. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But toiletries are huge. We have kids coming in all the time and grabbing whatever it is they need.
Great. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
And food items, especially things that are shelf stable, snack things.
Yes. Yeah. Our snacks go quick.
Yeah.
So shelf stable food. And that also goes for Wallflower House as well as the Key. Mm. And so both locations can use food all the time.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thanks for being here, Kelly. We appreciate your time as always.